Math. Cole sat at the teacher's table with a small group of other kids and tried to concentrate. His teacher, Mrs. Shaw, showed him how to solve the problem with counters, with cubes, and even with some toy cars. But Cole still didn't understand. One by one, the other students left the table because they were able to show Mrs. Shaw that they understood. Two kids explained how to solve the problem by using cubes. One girl showed her thinking by using the toy cars, and one other boy was able to draw a picture on a whiteboard. Cole listened to each of them, and yet he still didn't get it. Cole felt tears start to burn in the back of his eyes, and he was afraid he was going to cry. He was usually so good at math, but he just could not understand this new concept. What was wrong with him? Mrs. Shaw smiled at him and started putting everything away. She looked at him and said, "We need a break. We'll try again tomorrow. You'll get it, I promise. Thank you for not giving up, Cole. I love that about you." All of a sudden, Cole felt better about everything. He would get it tomorrow. He just knew it. I'll read each question and answer choices two times. Number one. How many kids used cubes to show their thinking? A, 1, B, 2, C, 3, D, 4. Number 1. How many kids used cubes to show their thinking? A, 1, B, 2, C, 3, D, 4. Number 2. Mark all that were used in the math lesson. So if you hear it, you're going to bubble all the choices that were used in the math lesson. A, counters. B, candy. C, small erasers. D, toy cars. Number 2, mark all that were used in the math lesson. A, counters. B, candy. C, small erasers. D, toy cars. Number 3. What was Cole's problem? A, he was hungry. B, he was angry. C, he didn't understand. D, he wanted to go home. Number 3. What was Cole's problem? A, he was hungry. B, he was angry. C, he didn't understand. D, he wanted to go home. Number 4. What made Cole feel better? A, he finally understood. B, his teacher. C, a friend. D, lunch. Number 4. What made Cole feel better? A, he finally understood. B, his teacher. C, a friend. D, lunch.